We're going into more entertainment from the Macomb High School. Dr. Cedric Alexander, community meeting. And stay tuned for Dr. Cedric Alexander. Here comes the choir. The Macomb High School choir taking the stage.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We're gonna do one acapella number tonight. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. All right? And we ask you to please just pray for us.
Ain't gonna let.
Everybody, once you're ready and go.
Ain't gonna let nobody.
Walking on freedom. Ground. Welcome to Macomb High School. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Good Black History Month.
Yes, ma'am.
A wonderful performance from the Macomb Junior High Choir. Macomb High School Choir. Stay tuned for more entertainment from the community right here at Macomb High School. And Dr. Cedric Alexander, message to the community coming up. So stay tuned right here on Superman Radio 1 with more performances from Macomb High School. As they get ready for the third
performance. I'll be doing two poems by Langston Hughes. I too sing America. I'm the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen. When company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow, I'll be at the table. When company comes, nobody will dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America.
Langston Hughes recited.
Harvard. What happens to a ginger bird? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sword and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat? Or crust and sugar over like a surface sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode?
Beautiful. That Langston Hughes performance. And the stage, the curtains opens as another performance from the Macomb High School Arts. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Just a fourth performance.
Protected person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman.
I am the dragon, breathe the fire.
The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. Human living in us, resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory,
man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of the crowd. They march with the torch, we done run with it now.
Beautiful.
Never
performance.
Look back, we done gone hundreds of miles from dark roads, heroes, to become a hero.
From the hit soundtrack, Glory, performance by Macomb High School Dance Troupe, and Dr. Cedric Alexander with comments.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How about those performances?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
A couple of years ago, not a couple of years ago, I think I spoke at Summit, and it was for the Scholars Band. And one of the things that I'd like to do is that we want to follow ourselves after those individuals who are doing great things. And I went to church one Sunday, and I talked to the production guy. And the production guy was he wasn't upset. He said, but I make it to church at 5:00 in the morning. And he tells us all those things that he's doing. And he said that, and I had to get everything prepared for Pastor Chris's message. And he said that Pastor Chris's message was 9 pages long. I want to be like my pastor, because I think he is a great pastor, and I modeled myself after him for this, and I have about 10 pages. A good leader, a great leader, looks at the crowd and makes the necessary adjustments. They say a good coach goes in at halftime and that coach makes the necessary adjustments to the crowd. And you all came here at about 6 o'clock, some of you all a little bit before 6 o'clock. You have sat through what we did in there, talking about our brand names, talking about how we can reimagine learning for the Macomb School District. You went down and spent some time with our principals in those schools, and you came here and you saw those performances. And if I was sitting in that crowd, I would not want someone to stand up here and talk to me and give me 10 pages of stuff, even if they had prepared. And so I'll be very brief, very brief. I want to thank you all for coming here tonight to talk to us about how we can reimagine learning for our children. In 2017, 2018, we developed a strategic plan We did great in implementing some components of that strategic plan. One of those things we wanted to do was student-centered learning, meeting students where they are, not where they should be. And in 2020, we wanted to refresh that strategic plan, but everybody know what happened in the spring of 2020. COVID hit, and so we had to put that strategic plan on hold. But here we are again, we're back, trying to talk about how we can reimagine learning for the Macomb School District. Your input matters. Your input matters greatly as we begin to think about what the future is going to look for, how the future will look for our scholars. And so I would not bore you tonight with everything that I had prepared. And I sent it to a couple of folk, told them to look over, they gave me thumbs up. But I just can't do that to you all this evening. I would not be a great superintendent or a great coach if I did that. Next week, I think it's next week, we will be having some strategic conversations regarding how we are going to imagine learning. We have several groups that we're going to be meeting with. We'll meet with the student group. We'll meet with some individuals from the school. We'll meet with some community folk. We'll meet with district office people. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, definitely, if you are a community member, if you are a parent, if you are not a part of those groups, will you please contact Ms. Kim Mobile at the district office or Ms. Cornelia Gate to let her know that you would like to be a part of those strategic conversations. They're going to take place next week. Next week will not be the only time that we have those conversations. So please let us know if you want to be a part of those conversations, because we want to hear your voice. If we want to reimagine learning and education and redesign this system for our children, your voices matter. Your voices matter greatly, and we need to hear from you all. So please make sure that you be a part of these conversations as we go forward so that we can develop something for our scholars that not only they are proud of, but you are proud of as well, because this is not my school, this is not the scholars' school, this is not the people who work there, their school, this is the Macomb School District, and this school represents all of you all. And when we develop something, we want all of our voices to be heard, and we want all voices at the table as we begin to reimagine learning for scholars. I want to thank you all for being here this evening. I can go back to my iPad and pull out those 10 pages, but if the church, only if the church would say amen three times.
Amen.
What'd you say, Superman?
Preach, preach. Go ahead, preach.
So I want to thank you all for being here. And please make sure that we continue this conversation, because we're doing some great work in the Macomb School District. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. Our recent accountability ratings, you know what they are. I don't have to go through those. But we're doing some great work. And I want to thank all of the people, all of the individuals in the Macomb School District who worked so hard to make this happen. That would be employees, that would be our scholars, and that would also be your parents and your community members, because it takes a village to raise a child, and it is going to take a village to do the things that we're trying to do for Macomb School District. So please know that your voice matters. We want to hear you. Have a good night.
God bless you. That was Dr. Cedric Alexander. And we can listen to this on Superman Radio 1 in the morning. And we will as Dr. Cedric Alexander, man.
Yes, sir.
Love you, boy. This is what's up. What do you got to say to these young people? They was just super, man.
They were super. Yeah. Like you're a Superman.
Like Superman.
They were awesome.
They were awesome. And you are awesome, doing a great job.
Well, I thank you. There is
And he'll be on the tomorrow morning show right yes. here. We'll have the performances, and I want you to tune in. Brought to you by Verizon's right here and Nike Tennessee. We're going to give away a cell phone tomorrow in honor of Dr. Alexander and what he's doing for this school system.
Thank you,
so
Brother Superman.
So stick and stay.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you need us, call us.
Yes, sir.
I'm Tom Superman in the Mix No Tricks, and we're at Macomb High, and we are out. See you tomorrow morning.